A True North exclusive reveals NDP leader Jagmeet Singh has been spreading the false claim that Pierre Poilievre wants to dump toxic waste into waterways.
Alberta Premier Daniel Smith says there's no excuse to block critical infrastructure as three men await sentencing following guilty verdicts for their role in the Coots border blockade.
Canada must build 1.096 houses every minute in order for Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to fulfill his housing goals. Hello, Canada. It's Tuesday, April 23rd, and this is the True North Daily Brief. I'm Cosmin Jirja.
And I'm Noah Jarvis.
We've got you covered with all the news you need to know. Let's discuss the top stories of the day and the True North exclusives you won't hear anywhere else. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh has been spreading a false claim that Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre wants to allow polluters to dump toxic waste into Canadian waters. Singh uttered the claim on multiple occasions last week, insisting to Canadians that Poilievre thinks it's okay to dump toxic waste into rivers. The NDP leader first made the erroneous statement while speaking to reporters at the 2024 Progress Summit. The conference is run by the Broadbent Institute, which has close ties to the federal NDP. A few days later, on April 15th, Singh repeated the claim during a press conference outside the House of Commons. True North reached out to the NDP to request comment and ask what evidence Singh had to back up his statement, but did not receive a response from the party. Although Poilievre has been adamantly opposed to the Liberal government's approach on climate, including by recently campaigning to scrap the federal carbon tax, the Conservative leader has never proposed that polluters should be free to dump toxic waste into Canadian waters. Poilievre also wants to repeal the Impact Assessment Act, which further regulates which energy developments can receive approval in Canada. In an email to True North, Conservative spokesperson Sebastian Skamski pointed to the fact that the Liberals and NDP, in fact, voted to kill a bill introduced by the Conservatives in 2021 that proposed to prohibit the dumping of toxic sewage into Canadian waters. So, Noah, we've reached the point of the Liberal NDP response to the Conservative success where they just make things up about their opponents. And it's funny because when I contacted the NDP, they made no attempt to correct what Singh is saying. They obviously know that this is fake. It's false. There's no evidence that Poilievre has ever suggested. In fact, he's said otherwise, and his own party has proposed bills to the opposite effect. And then we also have to consider the fact that Singh has nothing to say about Montreal and Quebec dumping sewage into the St. Lawrence River every single day. And it also happens in British Columbia. The NDP government here dumps sewage into the Pacific Ocean all of the time, but there's no comment from Singh. And it's curious because there's no legacy media correction on this. We had to do this ourselves. Why isn't the legacy media holding Singh account to these false claims?
Well, they don't do so, Cosmin, for two reasons. For one reason, is that they don't take Singh as seriously as they do the Conservatives and the Liberals for the longest time since I've been born and before that. The NDP has not had a serious chance of forming government. I mean, you know, maybe perhaps during the span during the 2011 election or the 2015 election, where the NDP were doing pretty well in the polls, but when people go to the polls, they don't think of the NDP in as serious as a light as they do the Liberals and the Conservatives for the most part. And the other reason is because the media, they ideologically sympathize with the NDP and with Jagmeet Singh. Jagmeet Singh, he's trotting out the old sort of socialist line to discredit sort of libertarian or free market economic arguments for limited regulation. However, I don't think any libertarian or free market economist or anyone who supports free markets really supports dumping toxic waste into waters. I mean, even Milton Friedman, you know, someone who is one of the biggest champions of deregulation, does not support dumping toxic waste into waterways. It is contaminating a common good used by the entire country. And it is also just has negative health effects that would be a violation of the non-aggression principle. So even by sort of Jagmeet Singh's faulty logic. What he says fails, and he's trying to do that in order to portray Polyev as like some evil person who's going to take Canada back into the previous century where, you know, the environment was ill-regulated and, you know, there's all these bad negative things that, you know, Pierre Polyev is going to do, even though, well, he's just wrong. Pierre Polyev did not say that he's going to allow corporations to dump toxic waste into waterways. It's just a patent falsehood. And I believe it just is a display of Jagmeet Singh's desperation. His party has not seen a bump in the polls as a result of the Liberal collapse, while the Liberals have gone down from about 33% to about 22 to 24%. The NDP, they have been staying around the 20% range, sometimes going lower, sometimes going higher. So if you're Jagmeet Singh and you see that you have not done a very good job positioning your party to capitalize on the collapse of the Liberal government, you're going to get a little desperate, you're going to get a little anxious, and throwing around falsehoods is something that, you know, I guess if he thinks that if he repeats it enough, it'll actually be true and people will believe it. But that's just an old propaganda technique that I think increasingly more and more Canadians distrust. As three men await sentencing following guilty verdicts for their role in the Coots border blockade, Alberta Premier Danielle Smith says people can't block critical infrastructure to protest, no matter their political ideology. After a few hours of deliberation Tuesday night, Marco Van Hugenbois and Alex Van Herk and George Jensen was found guilty of mischief of over $5,000 by a jury. They face up to 10 years in jail, and the judge's sentencing is expected this summer. In an exclusive interview with True North released Saturday, Smith said the Critical Infrastructure Act means protesters cannot block bridges, railways, and highways, no matter whether or not they're on the left or the right. Van Hugenbois responded on X, telling Smith that the trio wasn't charged under the Infrastructure Defense Act, but was charged with mischief. He also said that Coots protesters weren't there because of a political ideology. The Coots border protest was a two-week blockade on Highway 4 at Coots, a village on the Canada-US border. It emerged alongside the Freedom Convoy, which saw truckers plug up streets around Parliament Hill in Ottawa for 3 weeks in January and February of 2022. Protesters there were forcibly removed by police, and some organizers had their bank accounts frozen following the federal government's invocation of the Emergencies Act. The Coots 3 are separated from the Coots 4, referring to men charged with conspiracy to commit murder. In February, two of those men pleaded guilty to lesser offenses. A trial for the other two is scheduled for May. You can watch Rachel Emanuel's interview with Daniel Smith at www.tnc.news. So, Cosmin, what do you make of Premier Danielle Smith's response to Ms. Emanuel's comment? I mean, Danielle Smith has proven herself to be at least a bit more supportive of those affected adversely by COVID-19 mandates imposed by the Alberta government of Jason Kenney. However, she has come out against protests blocking critical infrastructure, and it is something that it seems she has been consistent about. So, what do you make of Premier Smith's response to the conviction of the Coots 3? And how do you think that the judge and jury will go about sentencing them? Will they be lenient or will they throw the book at them?
Well, let's just back up a minute, because if we recall during the height of the Freedom Convoy, the Coots incidents were chief among the claims that backed up Trudeau's use of the Emergencies Act. And now it's turning out that the charges that are being handed out here are much less severe than what was originally claimed to have happened there. So with the Coots 4, right, we had originally conspiracy to commit murder charges. Two of the people accepted guilty pleas to restricted weapons charges, and then another conspiracy to traffic a firearm, which is, while that's a crime, it's much less severe than originally reported. And with the trio here, I mean, these are the same charges that all of the Freedom Convoy organizers face, that they're mischief charges, which when it comes to criminal law, this is like what you slap onto somebody when you don't have anything else. And I think with Danielle Smith's response, she's sort of committing to stuff that she's said before. She's indicated in the past, and this is right after she won the United Conservative Party leadership and became premier, that she was trying to seek some legal advice to grant amnesty to individuals and businesses fined for violating Alberta's COVID restrictions. But then she sort of like changed tracks and said she wouldn't be offering amnesty to those prosecuted for COVID restrictions. And I think that's because when you look at the judicial system, a lot of these cases are being overturned. They're being found to be unjust. And we've seen a lot of victories when it comes to people fighting their COVID fines in the modern day, like after all of this has been said and done. And I think the case with the sentencing will be crucial because we'll see how severe of a penalty. Will they get the maximum sentence? That's yet to be seen. Canada must build 1.096 houses every minute for Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to fulfill his housing goals. Trudeau posted to X on Thursday that his Liberal government would build almost 4 million new homes by 2031. The Prime Minister's newest promise echoes Trudeau's past pledges in September 2015 when his Liberal Party promised affordable housing for Canadians. At the time of his initial promise, the average house in Canada cost $448,000. In February 2024, the average cost of a house was $719,000, an increase of over 60%. While the actual number promised in the federal budget is below 4 million, at 3.87 million new homes, many people in Trudeau's replies helped him with the math. To build 3.87 million homes by 2031, Trudeau would have 2,449 days since the day of his post to accomplish his goal. He would have to build 576,786 houses per year. The ambitious plan laid out in the budget said that the goal of 3.87 million new homes would include 2 million net new homes on top of the 1.87 million homes expected to be built by 2031. Between 2015 and 2023, Canadian housing starts were anywhere from 195,535 to 271,198 houses per year, averaging 225,104 houses built, according to Statistics Canada. Between 2022 and 2023, housing starts fell by over 21,000 units. So obviously, this is impossible. He's proposing to build more houses than the United States builds pretty much every year. Like, it's crazy. There's no way or method where I can see this happening. It's just like Canada does not have the infrastructure, the means, the labor available, the, you know, construction companies to do this unless something drastically changes. Now, to his credit, we can say that, you know, we're not only building single detached homes. We can also build apartment buildings. We can build multiple units, you know, duplexes and whatnot. So what avenue does the government have to actually accomplish this, Noah? Or are we just witnessing another broken promise by Trudeau?
I think if the federal government wanted to really get serious about housing, they could actually probably accomplish this goal. However, there's a couple problems with that. First of all, the Liberal government, they have not shown themselves to be competent, especially when it comes to getting houses built. The doubling of housing prices since Trudeau had taken office is not sort of representative of Trudeau's skills when it comes to getting housing prices down as a prime minister. However, if they really wanted to get serious with housing, they could. This would mean they would have to work extensively with municipalities and provinces in order to incentivize them to get rid of policies, NIMBY policies, that prevent building, because even some premiers, like Premier Doug Ford, for example, he came out against developing certain sorts of housing because of the sort of NIMBY constituency that he has to retain in order for him to win re-election in 2026. So I think that you know, this is a goal that is overly ambitious, that the Liberal government is incapable of accomplishing, and they have not demonstrated that capability to accomplish it in the past 8 to 9 years. Canadians are very sick of the high housing costs, and that's why the Liberals feel that it is vital for them to address this issue, because if they don't address this issue, voters are going to be looking around, being confused, asking why this government isn't addressing one of the biggest, if not the biggest, issue for voters. So it is all communication and just trying to manipulate the Canadian people into voting for them. But it's just like his pledge to plant, I think it was 2 billion trees, to plant even like a billion trees. You know, they haven't gotten remotely close to that. And it's not like Trudeau has, you know, a deep sort of commitment to building houses, because he needs to build houses. Family is well off, you know, they're wealthy. He doesn't really experience that sort of pain, and he's not going to experience that pain, nor will his children. So I think that if the Trudeau government is to accomplish this goal, a radical, radical departure from the way they have been going about things needs to occur. And that is obviously not going to happen. Trudeau is not going to step down. Trudeau's housing ministers are not going to, you know, defy Trudeau or do something overly ambitious that would perhaps cost them political capital. No, they're going to keep on the same tack, and Canadians should not expect to see 4 million new homes built by 2031.
That's it for today, folks. Make sure to check in at www.tnc.news throughout the day for all the news you need to know. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to share our work with your friends and neighbors. And if you're able, please consider supporting independent media at donate.tnc.news.